Lamed Tishrei Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Friday the 28th of October, Rabbi Elimelech Karp, Peru Uruvu.
Good Chodesh to everyone. We are now in the Chodesh, started Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. It's the longest Zman for the Yeshiva Bochum, and everyone who is mistarif to it, everyone has got kids and Englisch in Yeshiva and Mishpoche. In the beginning of the longest Zman of the year. I'm going to talk about Peru Uruvu today, and I think I'm going to try to connect, in the beginning, a connection between Simchas Torah last week, the entire community of Bnei Chutz Loretz, on Friday, the Chogig, when Sameach, the Torah, Sameach with the Torah, Simchas HaTorah, the last mitzvah of the Tariyag mitzvahs, mitzvahs ksivas Sefer Torah, v'ato kisu lochem es hashiru azoiz v'lamdo es bnei Yisroel, mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah. You ask me, what's the shaykhes between the mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah and Simchas HaTorah? The chinuch, mitzvah Tariyag, and the rosh, nilchas Sefer Torah, says that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is with the purpose that people should learn, Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. This is the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah. If someone is writing a Sefer Torah and he sells it, he doesn't keep it by himself, he won't be mekayem the mitzvah, because the idea of mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is that he should keep the Sefer Torah, he should guard the Sefer Torah, he should be able to learn from the Sefer Torah. That Rosh wants to tell that we could be mekayim the mitzvah even with buying for it, because we are mekayim the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah through learning. If the whole idea of mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is for the learning part, beemes, that's the way they teach the posuk. V'ato kisvu lochem es hashiru azois v'lamdo es bnei Yisroel. The idea of peaceful Lechem is Hashir HaZois is V'lamdo es Bnei Yisroel. Oy bazoy, kem fashtein, the beginning of the Torah, the first mitzvah, mitzvahs Peru Uruvu, and the chinuch, losh na chinuch is V'hi mitzvah gedoylo. The mitzvah of Peru Uruvu is the mitzvah gedoylo shebesiboso miskaimo is kol ha-mitzvahs bo'olam. Through the Peru Uruvu, all the mitzvahs bo'olam are miskaim. Since the mitzvahs have been given to Bnei Odom, to human, and not to Malach HaShoris, is the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivye, it's a Rosh Nachinuch again, he says, the mitzvah gdoilo, like the Rosh Nagmor, the Gmor calls it a mitzvah rabbe, the mitzvah gdoilo, through her, will be able there should be kiyum of kol ha-mitzvah sheboilom. This is the connection between the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah for the purpose of limud ha-Torah and the mitzvah of Peru Uruvu, which the whole mitzvah of Peru Uruvu is in order that people should be mekayim, should be moilid, and shtelavek doiris who are going to be mekayim the Torah. In Abu Dram, the Abu Dram says on the Gemara, the known Gemara in Brochus, I think the film at base, Omar Abchel boy Omar Avune, that Koranen Misudas Choson, Veino Misanchoy. Someone who comes to Chasne, and he's not Misameach the Choson, but he enjoyed himself. Oiver Bechamisho Koilois, Vim Misanchoy, if he's Misameach Choson Vakale, Zoichel Chamisho Koilois, Shinit no boy Toire. Gemara. And on the other way, we have the koilois by Torah. So the Abu Dram asked, what's the connection between being the Sameach Chosn Vekale and the Chamisho koilois Nitno Boy Torah? So the Abu Dram says, Lefi Sham Machzik Yada Choson Umesamchoy. Someone who is Machzik Yada Choson Umesamchoy. He supports him. The Chosn is in the beginning of his way, he doesn't know what he's going for. And he's Machzik Yad HaChosn Umesamchoy, She'oisik B'mitzvahs Piri V'Rivye, which this Chosn is going to be Oisik B'mitzvahs Piri V'Rivye, Asher Mimenu Yetzu Mekayim HaTorah, from him is going to be the hemshach from the Torah is memele. Oy bazoy, he zoych el chamish koil shnitno boy Torah. The idea of pu vu, the idea of being mesameach, of bringing to make a chosn aware to the kavona amuko of mitzvahs pu vu is to make him understand that he's stelling away generations of Torah, generations of kiyuma Torah, of kiyuma mitzvahs, resistance in all the matzovim to give a koyach to be mamshech klal Yisrael be'etzem. Unmer v'idem could be we start when we finish, we've got a chosn Torah and a chosn bereshis, and the pshat is we say that every time we make a suda legoim roshel toire, we make a suda when we finish the toire, we show the cheshik that the sotan shouldn't be mekatek, that right away we start. But if you what we say now, if you this pshat, could be there's a second meaning as well, shivim ponim le toire. We finish the toire, v'atu kis v'luchem tzashiu azoiz v'lamdes b'nei Yisroi. But we know that Gemara says that loymit sheloy al nos lasoyis toig nisht. Very hard l'shoynis in the Gemara. The idea is should be lilmoid al nos lasoyis. Oy bazoy. So right away after we finish, we am saying the Torah. We start to read Parshas Bereishis with mitzvah of pru uvu, because Parshas Bereishis has gotten itself the mitzvah of pru uvu, which the mitzvah of pru uvu is in order that people should be mekayim the mitzvahs. This is the whole idea of the mitzvah of Pruvu. To shtel avek generations, that they should be mekayim the mitzvahs. This could be pshat, why we finish the Torah, Chamisha Chumshe Torah, we are mesayim. This is the chelek of V'ato kisvu lochem as Hashir aziz v'lam doez b'nei Yisroel, the limud ha-Torah. But, limud ha-Torah by itself is not enough. We need also the almanos lasuis. And we start with the Pur Vu, which this is koil, the mitzvah koileles, that the Torah is given, like the Chinuch says, and Abu Dram, to Rishonim, Libnei Enosh, that they should be Mekayim, the mitzvahs. We also find in the Gemara, in two places, in the Gimed Afrov Zayin, in Yevomos, the Gemara says, we don't sell a Sefer Torah only for two mitzvahs, for Limud HaTorah and Liso Isha. So again, Limud HaTorah klape a person which is machzik a sefer Torah, and he won't learn in this. So Limud HaTorah is more choshuv, because it's a bechin of lasis klape holding a sefer Torah and not learning in this. Bifrat if we will say that the whole idea of ksiva sefer Torah is for Limud HaTorah and liso isho. Again, like we say, the pshat liso isho is through this mitzvah, he's telling generations which will they will be mekayim Torah and mitzvahs. Ribazoi, yir kuyrodom sefer Torah for these two mitzvahs, he should sell a sefer Torah. This should be the connection between the last mitzvah, mitzvahs tarayag, the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, and the first mitzvah of uvu and simchas Torah. And Parshas Bereishis Noach going forward with the mitzvah of Poruvu. I'm very nispol and very touched to speak for Tzibur, which is Koivea every day, even Rosh Chodesh, so early in the morning. Koivea itim leToire, and we know Chazal say Toiv Ach is Dovo Mirishisoi, Toiv Ach is Dovo Kshu Toiv Mirishisoi. It's a different day. Someone who starts a day with Toire. Noch mehr wie dem. Everyone, in all the times, and befrat in our times, is Zor Yeliyakov, Zoras HaKlal, Zoras HaPrat. Everyone is looking, and Metzapel Yeshua, Yeshua HaKlal, Yeshua HaPrat. And we would do everything, Kedei our tefillah should be Niskabel. And there are two etzes in Chazal for this. One is the known posuk, which Rabbi Yoni Shai Tshuva talks a lot about this. Someone who doesn't listen to Divrei Torah is gam tfilosoi toyevo. His tefillah is a toyevo. The Rebbein Shloilem doesn't want his tefillah. If he doesn't want the Torah of the Rebbein Shloilem, so gam tfilosoi toyevo. Mida Toivo Berube, someone who comes, not only he learns, he comes together with Tzibu to listen to Torah, in Lecho, Dovo, which could bring that Rebbein Shloim should listen to Tfilis more than the Etzem Zach that the person is coming, he's Neute Mate Oizen to listen to Torah. Ubifrat, that the Chidush Yorim is explaining the Medrash, this is a Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Kisovoi. Tzofo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbein Shloim, Tzofo Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Asidin Bikurim Li Botel. The Beis Hamikdash will be Nechav and Bikurim will be Botel. So what did he do? So he was Mesaken Sholosh Tfilos B'Yoyim. Zehu Shomer HaKosev L'chun Rano L'Hashem Norio L'Tzur Yishenu. That's what the Medrash says. So the Chidush Yorim, that what's the Pshat of Tfilah B'Mokim Bikurim? Being Mekadesh, being Meyachet for the Rebbein Shloilem. Zman is also like a Chayfetz. Zman is just like the Aperus, so it's also donation from the Rebbein Shloilem, that Rebbein Shloilem is giving Zman to a person time. Being Magdish, the first time of the Boiker, being Magdish, the first time of Tzoraim, being Magdish, the first time of Erev for the Rebbein Shloilem. This is B'mokoyim Bikurim. Kolamevi doyrin etal metchochem, the Gemara says, Kiilu hikriv bikurim. If he brings a present to a Talmud Chochem, it's Kiilu hikriv bikurim. The idea of a koras atoiv to the Rebbein Shloilem was through giving it to the Kohen, which be'etzem is mesamel the Talmud Chochem sheboy from the Kohen. That's the reason why the Gemara says, Kolamevi doyrin etal metchochem, Kiilu hikriv bikurim. If a whole entire tzibur comes together to listen to Divrei Torah, there's also a b'chin of kol amivi doyrin l'talmud chochem kilu hikriv bikurim. It's harder to sit half an hour and to listen than bringing a lot of doyroinus and zichah daily. In the Akdomas of Shavuos, it says tzvi v'chomid v'rogig deyilun b'leuso. Tzvi means the Rebbein Shloilem wants. V'chomid is mishtoikik. It's more than a will. Very strong, powerful will. V'rogig the yilun b'l'uso, that Klal Yisroel should be omol b'toire. Tzloisoin b'chein mekabil v'hanyo b'uso. Then the Rebbein Shloilem is mekabil the tfilis v'hanyo, and it helps b'uso. The amiskabel b'uso means the bakoshes of Klal Yisroel. This is the koyach of omol ha-toyre, of limud ha-toyre, of coming, listening, shiurim, b'tzibur, and zikha, it's going to help everyone that all the tefillah should be niskabel. In the etzem inyan of mitzvahs pirye v'rivye, to understand what the gather of the mitzvah is, in minchas chinuch, Mitzvah Aleph, Sifkot Nches, the Minchas Chinuch brings the Romo, which the Romo brings the Rashbo, that even if someone is Moile the Mamzer, so he's Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Pirye V'Rivye. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, L'choyretz Mashma, from the Romo, from the Rashbo, that we are not only talking in a case where it's a Ger Shenoso Mamzeres, where there's no B'Yev Isu, like the Gemara says in Asor Yuchsin, Kiddushin, that a ger is mutter, is allowed to marry a mamzeres, and memelet is no mitzvah abo b'avere, then he's mekayim, the mitzvah spirit review with a mamzer. Even in a case where he's noso b'isu, dehainu, Yisroel married a mamzeres, or Yisroel married one of the chai v'krisus, which memelet l'kulam, the vlad is a mamzer, tanoim in the Mishnah, nivom eslof memtes, or the vlad is a mamzer, from Chai v'Krisus. Then, why should he be Mekayim the mitzvah? Is the Minchas Chinuch asking. L'choyre, there is a mitzvah, bo b'avere. The beer is done b'isu. He shouldn't be Mekayim a mitzvah. And from the stimas, Loshen Rashbo is mashma, even in the case where the beer of the father was b'isu, afilo ochi, this is a kiyum mitzvah of Pirye v'Rivye. The Minchas Chinuch comes out with his big chiddush, which is mechadish, that pur vu the mitzvah is not the etzem meise bier, pur vu is the mitzvah having children. He says a lotion that children are born. This is the mitzvah. His raya is based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis that if hoyu loy bonim umisu, Rabbi Yochanan says someone had kids and Chas v'Sholem they passed away. So the din is that he is loy kimi mitzvah spirit v'rivye and loshna Gemara because being on Shavuos we need Shavuos v'leke. Zog dech minchas chinuch. So we see from this Gemara, it's not enough that you did the mitzvah once. The mitzvah is mischadish b'chol rega v'rega. Means every minute there's a chiyuv to have kids, and every minute you have kids, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Two halokim. Every minute there's a chiyuv to have kids, and every minute you have kids, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Oy bazoi, minchas chinuch says that mikan ulabo, once the kids chas v'sholem die, so there's no, there's a chiyuv mitzvah still, and there's no kiyum mitzvah anymore. Ribazoi, loy kiyum mitzvah spirit v'rivye means mikan ulabo is not mikan the mitzvah spirit v'rivye, and he'll have to be mishtadel again that he should have kids. Zohar on a kivo. With this, the Minchas Chinuch wants to answer the kasha of the two heaven. The two heaven is asking in kasha on the Gemara. There, in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara says, "Hoy loy bonim begiyusoy v'nizgayer." He had kids when begiyusoy, when he was a goy v'nizgayer. The machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reshlokish if he was mekayim the mitzvah spir v'rivye or not. Rabbi Yochanan says that he was mekayim the mitzvah. Frag the two even in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches. Just like you say that if kofoy v'ochal matzah, someone forced him to eat matzah, or he ate matzah when he was a shoite. In both cases, he was mekayim the mitzvah. In the first case, because he was a oynes. In the second case, because he was a shoite, he wasn't a bar chiyuve. So afterwards, he'll have to eat a kzayis. And the time is because that when he eats something, a kzayis matzah b'sha'as p'tur, it doesn't pat him b'sha'as chiyuv. So he bazo here as well. A girl which had kids when he was a goy, and afterwards he's nizgayel. So how could you say lefi Rabbi Yochanan that he's mekayim the mitzvah of pir v'rivye with the kids which he had when he was a goy? As I frag the two heaven. So the minchas chinuch lefi what I say, it's not shveto. The beer is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's bichlal not the mitzvah. The beer is only a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is the having kids. Oy bazoi, what do we care that the beer was done? The ptur means when he was a goy. Now lemaise he's got kids. Oy bazoi is mekayim the mitzvah spir v'rivye as long they are alive. So every minute he's mekayim the mitzvah unfakert. There's a new chiyuv every minute, and the kiyum is the having the kids. Hazoi shteit in minchas chinuch. Divra minchas chinuch. A very big chiddush. First of all, the minchas chinuch himself is moirer.
The baby,
you're asking very well. Toysis is asking the Shail in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, and Toysis is matrik, and Toysis says that since before the were Mitzyachis Achrov, so Memelo Ibazoi is also Mekai the Mitzvah now, which we have to understand. I don't know if I'll get to this Nikuda, but this is a very strong point in the Sugya. It's the hardest part in the Sugya. The Minchas Chinuch himself is Moirer from a Toisus, Toisus in Chagige, Daf Beis, Toisus in Boba Basser, Daf Yud Gimel. Toisus is Moirer that Lesa Aseh de lo yeh Kodesh, by Chatzi Yevik v'Chatzi Ben Choirin, and should be Doiche, Lesa Aseh de Purvu, the Aseh of Purvu should come, and should be Doiche the Aseh of lo yeh Kodesh. So Toisus, one tells us, it's not Be'idne. There's a klal that is only a tree of aseh doich lois aseh if it's beidne at the same time. If it's not at the same time, you are mekayim the mitzvah, so then you can't be doich delav. So to is first, the aseh you we are is over beharor betchilas bie, and the again the lav of lo yeh kodesh is over betchilas bie. The lav of lo yeh kodesh, the aseh is only mekayim later on begmar bie. So the love is over b'tchilas b'yeh. So we don't have a kiyum to allow him to be over on the love, since he'll only be mekayim da'aseh later on b'sh'as gemar b'yeh. So the minchas chinuch, if he might pshat that I say that the b'yeh is only a hechsher, and the whole mitzvah is only having the kids later on, we never find that the hechsher should be doiche elois ha'aseh. So why did Tosfos say that the lois haaseh, he's over already b'shas haroi, the tchilas b'yeh, and the haaseh is only mekayim b'shas gemar b'yeh? Even b'shas gemar b'yeh is not mekayim the haaseh. Noch hakashe, l'choire, where did we find the mitzvah that the Torah should be mitzvah someone to do something which is not b'yodoi? He can't know if he's going to have child. He could be mishtadel to have kids. Oh, but he can't know. It's impossible to be mechayev a person something which is bechlal not klor, which is not b'yodoi. It's b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he, the minchas chinuch, learns that the bia is only a hechsher mitzvah, it's bechlal not the meiser mitzvah. So how? What's the pshat bechlal? Nazazach. He learns bechlal, it's bechlal not the meiser mitzvah. Because if it would be the meiser mitzvah, then he wouldn't answer his two kashas, not the kash of the two even that he did the mitzvah the giyusoi. Because then if we'll say that the bia is a meiser mitzvah, he did it b'giyusoi. So there's a problem. And also he wouldn't answer the kashe from Mamzer that there's a problem of mitzvah rabo b'avere, because the meiser mitzvah has been done b'avere. His whole teretz was, no, that whole mitzvah is the etzim having the kids. Where did we find us our mitzvah? The etzim having the kids, how could you be mechayivim? Something which is not b'yodoi. The third kashe is the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Bichlal in the etzim musik of hoyuloi bonim umesu, if he's mekayim or not. We mentioned, and this is the Minchas Chinuch is based on das Rabbi Yochanan, that hoyuloi bonim umesu, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivye. Rav Huna says that he's mekayim the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivye by hoyuloi bonim umesu. Why? Because the Gemara says that in Ben David Bo ad shetich lekol anshom shebaguf. And finished the Maisi, since he was moilit, so at shetich lekol anshom shebaguf, he was mekayim. Hex of the shaila, bishleim, if we'll say that this one chiv of piri of rivye, so then we understand this is machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Huna holds that once he was moilit, zohar and nekiva, even they died afterwards. The main thing is that he was mekayim the mitzvah. So Rashi explains, you take out the neshomas from an oitzer, which is called guf, and mele he was moilit. Rachmon and Islam, they passed away. Rabbi Yochanan is choilit. He says, bein on shevas v'leika. I'll explain soon. It's not enough. They have to be alive still. But if we'll say that all gather, lefi Rabbi Yochanan, is that there is a mitzvah b'chol rega v'rega, like the Minchas Chinuch learns, and there's also a kiyum b'chol rega v'rega, and that's the reason why by hoyu lo bonim umesu, he's not mekayim the mitzvah l'chol in the etzem musik that the mitzvah spirit of the review is mischavish b'chol rega v'rega. Rabbi Yochanan is not cholik with Rav Huna, and Rav Huna not with Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav Huna only says that ein ben David bo ad shetich lekol neshama shebeguf. He should be choylik straight away on the etzim musik of Piri V'Rivye, if it's mischadish b'kol rega v'rega or not. Unmemele, if we'll say that Rav Yochanan holds this mischadish b'kol rega v'rega, and Rav Huna also will hold this way, is it so shver that every time should be chal a new chiv of Piri V'Rivye, and every mechayv of Piri V'Rivye b'chol rega v'rega is mechayvim to be mechale more oitzroi shebeguf, just like it's mechayv someone else that he should take more neshamas from the oitzroi shebeguf. There's a certain oitzer which the Gemara calls it. He's a bazoi. Since he's mechuyim v'Piri V'Rivye, he also has the chiv all the time to do it. And if Rav Huna holds that by hoyuloi bonim omesu, once he had kids, he doesn't need anymore. So Ebazo is muchach that he holds that the mitzvah of Pirul Rivi is only chal once. It's the same zach is lefi Rabbi Yochanan. Ebazo, we tak have to understand why by hoy loy bonim o meisu if Rabbi Yochanan is not yoitze. In Loshna Chinuch, the Chinuch says v'kamo bonim in mitzvah aleph v'kamo bonim hoy loy v'yipoter. How many bonim should he have and he should become potter? What's the notion of a kamo bonim hoyu loy v'yipoter? Vice to is that the mitzvah is the being mishtadil having kids to be marbe bebiye in all the oinois which are mutter ben isho lebalo in order till he is mekayim the mitzvah spirit v'rivye. Because otherwise, why does the chinuch use the notion of a kamo bonim hoyu loy v'yipoter? He should say that he is mekayim the mitzvah. And Taka the Rambam in Perek Tezvov Milchus Ishus Halocha Dalet Hei Vov in Halocha Hei, he mentions the mitzvah Bekamo Bonim Yiloi V'tiskaye Mitzvah Zu B'Yodoy. But the Chinuch doesn't say this Loshen. The Chinuch says the Loshen Bekamo Bonim Ho Yiloi V'Yipote is Mashma that the gather is he has to be Mekayim, he has to be Boil the Ishur. This is the Gufa Mitzvah, the Maise Bia. But how long does he have to be Boil? At kedei that he should have bonim. This is the chinuch of the kamo bonim hoyu loy v'yipoter. That it's a shiur. The shiur is benubas. Of a vosfa benubas. A benubas where the ish sheves that they are still alive. Memeila zokt Rabbi Yochanan that in a case where chas v'shalom they passed away hoyu loy bonim omesu they are not still alive. Beinon sheves v'leke. Is it possible? Inovi loy toyu bro elolo sheves yitzoro. The world, the kimu oilom is kedei to be memale with people, and if they passed away, oi bazoi, they're not alive anymore. So he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Oi bazoi, ishendo anaya avone legabi de oiloi bonim v'nizgaye. Be'etzem ido amoyer dike kashe, I'm coming back to his kashe. Oiloi bonim v'nizgaye. So what's the pshat? Mechet is should be a kind of mitzvah. Gershom is guy to kotten shenoy ladomi. And be'etzem, the chelkas yoyov in kabe kushayse is got 103 kashes, kuf beis alef. Kabe kushayse is asking the kashe. What's the difference between hoy loy bonim umesu to the case of that he is nizgayil and gershom is guy to kotten shenoy ladomi. So memele, he as well. The akilu not his kids anymore. So once he's nizgayir, it should be like hoy loy bonim umesu. So first of all, just finish off with this, getting to the time. This Ramban in Yivomes Daf Tzadik Zayin Omed Aleph Chidush Noiro. The Ramban says that a father Rachmona Afkri Lazari that is allowed by goy, not by evet, which Inri Chayis, by goy, even that the Izchayir is this yichus. Or is allowed to come on is to be boal bitoy, to be boilers bitoy. Ah, is nevishes oviv dvar toyre. So the Ramban says, this posuk, riboy posuk that is Yehusha, state in Ramban that lemaise, there's no yachas of kurve by goyim. There's only a yachas lechoyr of a moilid, that he was moilid this son. Or there's no yachas of kurve, and that's the reason why a goy is allowed to be boal bitoy. Oy bazoy, lefi der Ramban, in Yevom es Dach Tzadik Zayin Omed Alef. What's the pshat in the Gemara of Samach Beis, that if he had kids when he was a goy, and he was nizgayer, he is mekayim the mitzvah. Bechiach we see, tzve yesoides. One, after the Ramban said his first yesoid, his chidush, that there's no yachas of kurve by goyim, we have two other yesoides. One is in Piri V'rivye, that in Piri V'rivye, we don't need Yachas of Kuve, it's enough that he was the Moilid, he's the father, he's the biological father of the kid. We don't need that he should be in Dine Kuve from the Torah. Two, that Gershon is Gaia to Kotten Shneul Adoni is not Dechshav like a stranger in Gansen. And the Briskerov in Preuros Daf Mem Zayin says it already. Gershon is Gaia to Kotten Shneul Adoni means that klape dinim of kuv and all this dinim, gershon is gaya klape all this kroivim to kotten shenoy ladomi. Aber avad gewist, he's still the moilit. He's the one who was moilit. This is the pshat in the Gemara Klappe to understand the din of Gershom is Gaya Kotva Shem Noil Adomi. Be'emeth, the kasha we've been asked before, is much stronger lefi the Minchas Chinuch. Lefi the Minchas Chinuch who learns that the din of Piri is that it's Mischavish B'chol Rega V'Rega, so means we need now a new Kiyum. We need now by Gershom is Gaya, once he's Nisgayer, new Kiyum. How could we be Mekayim the Mitzvah lefi Rabbi Yochanan with the Gershom is Gaya? The Teretz is, lefi this Ramban, that the Pshat is always by Goy, there's no Yachas, there's no Kuv. And it's enough for Piri V'Rivya to be a Moilid. We don't need Yachas of Kuv in order that he should be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And the third Yisroel, lefi the Briskerov, that Gershom is Gaya, Kekotn Shneuil Avdomi, is only nechshav kekotn shenoyah zelgav with the dine kuve, or we can't take away shem moilid memele oy bazoi. He's mekayim the mitzvah. Their geshmak lefi the minchas chinuch. Lefi the chinuch could be it's a bit better. Lefi the chinuch, we mentioned that the chinuch says kamo bonim hoyu loy veyipote. He learns that the mitzvah is not having now kids all the time. The mitzvah is. The etzem, the mitzvah is to be mishtadel to have kids. The shiur of the mitzvah is Tiril is going to have two kids. Oy bazoy, in the case where he has already two kids, and then b'shaitoy they were misyaches achov. Here we could understand already could be that the mitzvah won't be chal on him because of ivayd. There's a shiur in the mitzvah that he has to be mishtadel for a beer. Till he's going to have a zocher on a kevo. So in a case, he hasn't a zocher on a kevo, which b'shaitoi, when he was a goy, they were misyaches achrov, or b'zoi, is not going to be chal a mitzvah, bebas achas, when it's nifka from him, the yichus. That's kind.